This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Think the ATM, the iPod, and the BlackBerry are purely modern inventions? Well, their roots stretch back hundreds of years. And tomorrow, a rare collection of computer-related manuscripts goes on sale at Christie's Auction House in New York. Day to Day's technology correspondent, Shani Jardin, has more.
A 17th century mathematics treatise. A 1946 business plan for the world's first computer company. A reel of magnetic tape once used in a proto-computer called the UNIVAC. These rare items, and over 1,000 more, are part of the Origins of Cyberspace, a collection of historic objects spanning 4 centuries. Together, they chart the evolution of ideas that led to modern computing and the Internet. The collection will first be offered as one complete lot, with a minimum price tag of $1.2 million. If no one bidder offers up that reserve, everything will be sold piece by piece. That wouldn't suit Bruce Sterling, an award-winning science fiction author.
You know, if I had my way, I'd like to see the whole collection just frozen in liquid nitrogen and not thawed out for about 300 years.
I caught up with him at a cafe in Los Angeles. He's relocated here to become visionary in residence at the Art Center College of Design in nearby Pasadena.
I envy the owner of this collection because although it seems eccentric to us, it'll seem a lot more crucial in a period of decades or centuries.
The current owner of this collection is Jeremy Norman, a 59-year-old book dealer who lives in Northern California. Jeremy has been picking up materials that relate to computing history for 35 years. When he began, he didn't know other people would be interested. Norman says that while collecting can be hard work, a lot of it has to do with simple luck, finding the right thing at the right time, and having the resources to buy it right then and there. But why would anyone pay so much money for old papers about math and primitive machines?
I think it's worthwhile whenever you have any remarkable development, such as what's occurring now on the Internet, to try to go back and consider how this began. And when you do that, you find that the technologies really began quite a while ago.
In the weeks leading up to the auction, the collection was displayed publicly at MIT in Massachusetts and Stanford University in Northern California, places where students and researchers are busy creating the next generation's technologies. Tom Leckie of Christie's says that those who visited the exhibit found inspiration from the high-tech ideas of yesterday.
These aren't just ideas expressed on paper. They are ideas that are expressed in a certain form, in a certain place, the same way that Moby Dick is experienced when you see a first edition or when you see a Shakespeare first folio. You get a different sense of the content than you do from just reading a modern reprint of it.
Author Bruce Sterling says he's thrilled with the collection, but one item seems conspicuously absent, the work of his fellow science fiction author, William Gibson.
I had, you know, a typewritten manuscript from William Gibson's own typewriter in which he used the word cyberspace on paper for the first time before it was published. The guy who actually invented the term cyberspace. I wish I had that manuscript. I don't remember what the hell I did with it. I'm sure it's worth a lot of money now.
It's hard to tell what any of the individual items will be worth. Most of the items in the Origins of Cyberspace have never been sold at an auction before and may never be again. But in the end, these objects will be worth whatever bidders are willing to pay. The Origins of Cyberspace auction happens Wednesday at Christie's in New York City. Would-be collectors can file bids online at the Christie's website. For NPR News in Los Angeles, I'm Shani Jardin.